This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I am Madison Timmons.
I'm Chris Susie.
And we're paranormal specialists who live in the most haunted city on Earth, Savannah, Georgia. Every day is Halloween in our line of work, so join us as we spin true tales of haunts, murders, and disturbing Savannah history. I'm Madison.
I'm Chris.
And welcome to the most haunted city on Earth. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the most haunted city on Earth. My name is Madison Timmons.
And I'm Chris Susie.
And I'm JT Timmons. No, and I'm Debria Robinson. No.
Debria is not in the room with us. Debria, if you are here,
Conjure her. Speak
to us.
Conjure her.
Yes. Listening.
I Swanee.
Is it too late to go to the restroom?
Nope.
What? We just started.
I'm kidding.
Hold it.
Oh my God.
Yes.
All right.
Chris is still in California.
Yes.
When we are filming this. So yes. Debria is back.
Mm-hmm.
She's here to say.
Unfortunately.
No.
I'm just kidding.
We love having you. I was going to say. She came here to say howdy.
Howdy.
Yeah, the majority of people listen.
Okay, well, Debray's wearing a shirt that says...
Everyone listening's like, what the hell?
Debria is wearing a shirt that says howdy, made out of a bunch of cacti, so that's why. Anyway, so we have a great episode for you today. Debria does not know what we're going to be discussing.
No
Debria, what do you think we're going to talk about?
Yeah. We told her that it relates to her.
Mm-hmm.
How not to be broke?
No, it relates to ghosts.
Ghosts? Hags?
That's a good guess. It's a little bit closer to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here's your riddle. It's closer to you than a hag, but further away.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. I'm good.
A riddle.
Real good.
JT is secretly a troll.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a traveling ghost?
I mean, you would travel.
I would travel.
Yeah, you would travel.
Mm-hmm.
You travel a little bit.
What is going on?
Maybe tomorrow.
What happens tomorrow?
I thought you said you had to go somewhere tomorrow.
Wait, what's going on?
Where do you have to go tomorrow?
Think about your work.
Okay, never mind then. You told me that you were going somewhere to get something tomorrow.
Oh, I probably was just joking.
You were just joking. All right, never mind then.
Okay. Wait, never mind.
What? Think about your origin story.
Origin story. Debria, come on, man. Everyone listening, like, I thought they needed to talk about ghosts.
Not where you were born, but your origin.
Slavery? What is going on?
Oh my lord.
No.
Columbia, South Carolina, Debria. We're doing haunted Columbia, South Carolina. It's where you're from. Oh my gosh.
I let myself out.
Let yourself out.
If you didn't know, Debria is from Columbia, South Carolina. Hence the origin story. But she, how familiar are you with the ghosts of Columbia?
I don't try to find them, so I'm not very familiar.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad we can enlighten you.
So my question is, what are your ties to Columbia, South Carolina? Like we know that you grew up there, but how long, when, you know, because we know you were born in ATL, right?
Yep.
So what's the history behind that?
I was born in Atlanta, and then my mom came to Columbia when, like, probably like a month later. Okay. I wasn't in Atlanta long.
So you basically,
born and raised in Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Very nice.
All right, dope.
So been there my whole life.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
And you went to school in Columbia. And you went to school in Columbia too.
Yep. Uh-huh. Went to USC, University of South Carolina, to be specific.
Interesting.
Interesting.
It's almost like we knew that.
No, because people always think the one in California.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
but
no.
Then they're like, it's a Breeze.
No, all you got to tell them is, I'm a Gamecock.
No.
I'm a Gamecock. All right. Here we go.
Alrighty, so
let's jump right into it. Oh wait, do we have any thing to say to?
Well, we're going to Waverly Hills. If you didn't know, if you haven't heard us talk about it 10,000 times, we are going to Waverly Hills on April 24th. Debria will be living in the body chute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she's crying.
We've already tried this for all
of our listeners. She's crying.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it'll probably be Debria and Megan in the body shoot. If Megan does end up being able to come with us.
Yeah. That would be entertaining.
Yeah.
That would be entertaining. But yes, so we're going over there. We're going to have a lot of really interesting live streams going on.
That'll Estes be April Methods. 24th.
Yep, April 24th. And we are bringing the Ghost Brothers with us. So, you know, it's going to be a hootenanny.
It's going to be a hootenanny. And we're most likely going to be bringing the Ghost Brothers to everywhere we go because we tend to work really well with them. And they're hilarious. And it's just, it's a hootenanny.
It's a hootenanny.
We love them.
Yes. And then some other things. Oh, yes. So we're starting a new series where for all the Para Junkies, before we film, most times we're going to do kind of a live Q&A talk back sort of dealio for 30 minutes before we start filming called The Fix. And if you wonder why we call it that, it's because the Para Junkies name themselves Para Junkies, and we're going with the branding. And then for the Ultra Para Junkies, which are our $20 tier on Patreon, they get a really special thing that we're calling the Detox.
Oh, yeah.
Which is going to be super cool. A really good friend of JT and I's is a professional mixologist. And so she is crafting a cocktail that can also be a mocktail if you are not into alcohol like that, that we're going to be drinking. And we'll send out the recipe before the detox so that you guys can be sipping on what we're sipping on do a little Zoom happy hour with all of our Ultra Para Junkies. So it's going to be a really good time.
We just want to get to know our Para Junkies more.
Yeah.
Get drunk.
I'm done with you.
No. If you can get that wasted in 1 hour.
Guilty.
I mean, she did go to USC, so
let's get going before we get Debria in trouble.
Get Debria canceled.
Before she gets herself in trouble.
What?
All right. Let's get into Haunted Columbia.
Let's do it.
Okay. So, little history of Columbia, South Carolina. Columbia, South Carolina is a city rich in history, marked by significant events and developments that have shaped its identity over the years. Its story begins in the late 18th century and evolves through periods of growth, conflict, and transformation. Columbia was founded in 1786 as the new state capital of South Carolina, a compromise location chosen for its central position in the state. The city was one of the first planned cities in the United States. It laid out in a grid pattern that would allow for growth, and the state house around which the city developed was a central focus of the early city planning. Throughout the 19th century, Columbia grew as a cotton trading center, benefiting from the area's rich agricultural lands and the coming of the railroads, probably also because everything in this region of the U.S. is just sand. All the dirt is just sand. Things don't grow here. No. So it makes sense. But the Civil War brought significant changes and challenges to Columbia. In February 1865, much of the city was destroyed by fire during General William T. Sherman's Union Army occupation during his good old-fashioned March to the Sea. Mm-hmm, you know what didn't get burned, though? Savannah.
Yeah.
We're very proud of that.
We are. Yeah. It was, like, so quiet.
She's like... Okay, cool. No, that was a big deal. Yeah, you know, it's like Most other cities were absolutely pillaged. Mm-hmm. The way that a lot of people like to say that the reason why Savannah didn't get burned is because a lovely Savannah lady convinced Sherman not to burn the city.
You ain't know that?
No.
Yeah.
Can you give her the quick version? Can you give everybody the quick version?
Okay, well, there's the historical there's the historical story of why Sherman didn't burn the city of Savannah, and we can do a whole different episode on that because that is just very long-winded. But the folkloric story was that Sherman came to Savannah, and he was staying with the Gordon family and things like that. He had really close friends, but he met a Savannah woman who he thought was just the most beautiful thing ever. And, you know, being the host of the city, she, of course, was very welcoming to him and convinced him to come into his her bedchambers, essentially.
Whoa. So a prostitute. Anyway. Whoa. I mean, she went over, are we not allowed to say
he went over to Jefferson Street for that one. But but no, she was like, now, why would she want to burn my city down when a little old me wouldn't have a home anymore?
Mm.
And so he didn't.
The power of a lady.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Power of femininity.
Yes.
But, but yes. Now, Columbia did not have that, though, unfortunately.
Ouch. We were all ugly. Like, what?
No, they just weren't convincing enough. Oh. Wink, wink. If there's any children listening to this episode, I'm so sorry.
Jameson.
All right. Well, anyways, this event marked a turning point in Columbia's history, leading to a long period of rebuilding and recovery. The post-war era of Reconstruction brought many changes to Columbia, including efforts to rebuild the city's infrastructure and economy. The late 19th and early 20th century saw the establishment of several institutions of higher learning, including the University of South Carolina, South Kakalaki, which became a significant presence in the city. And the 20th century brought further growth and development as Columbia expanded its role as a regional center for commerce, education, and government. Despite the challenges of segregation and the civil rights movement, the city continued to evolve with efforts to desegregate and improve the quality of life for all of its residents. Did you enjoy living there?
Oh, sorry.
That was all we needed to know. I was like, I was going to ask
that
you.
Agrees.
I was going to ask you, did you like living there, Tabria? But I don't think I need to ask that anymore.
Did you like living there?
Columbia is a great place to meet friends, to take trips out of the state.
to leave
is not a great place. It's boring. It's unless you like a country, you might like it.
Okay,
it's like an outside place.
Yeah, I've never been to downtown Columbia at all.
Yeah, I've spent very little time there.
Yeah, there's not much there.
Okay.
They do have barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do have barbecue.
Ooh, that good South Kakalaki barbecue.
With a golden sauce.
Oh, yeah. Carolina Gold.
But yes. In the modern era, though, today Columbia is known for its vibrant culture, to some, historic sites and educational institutions. The city was worked to preserve its historical heritage while also developing new areas for business, arts, and community life. Columbia's rich history is visible in its historic downtown area, its museums, and its diverse neighborhoods. Columbia's story is one of resilience and transformation, reflecting the broader themes of American history while retaining its unique character and spirit. The city continues to grow and evolve, building on its historical foundations while looking forward to the future.
Hmm.
So now on to the hauntings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, if I mispronounce this, Debria, let me know how it's actually pronounced, because I don't know how you say this technically.
Okay.
Gervais Street Bridge?
Gervais, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice. Yep.
So you know it.
Nice.
Yes.
Are you familiar?
Yeah.
Where exactly is the Gervais Street Bridge in Columbia?
I believe it's downtown. It's like near downtown.
Yeah.
Ooh, creepy. Yeah. Well, The haunting of Gervais Street Bridge in Columbia is a story that has intrigued locals and visitors alike. According to local lore, the bridge is home to a ghostly hitchhiker.
Oh, okay.
Like every town in the South, we love a hitchhiking ghost.
We do. I love a hitchhiking ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's something creepy about, like, you know, 3 a.m. you're driving and, you know, you got the mosquitoes bussing right in front of your headlights. And then all of a sudden you see, like, this person and he's just, like, smiling.
It's never a person smiling. It's never a person smiling. It's always a girl who died on prom night or something. Oh, my
God. Yeah. But yeah. I like the smiling hitchhiker because it's like, pull over.
Clever. Where's Chris when we need him? He always does the Disney hitchhiking.
Yeah, I know, right?
With me. We can just insert a clip of Chris and I doing that. We do it enough.
Good luck finding that for 6 hours, Debria.
Have fun.
For those of you that don't know, Debria is our editor.
Yes. So basically, legend has it that this spectral hitchhiker appears to unsuspecting drivers, asking for a ride home, only to vanish into thin air before reaching her destination. Mm. Like a good classic hitchhiker ghost.
Oh, yeah.
This eerie tale adds a layer of mystery to the Gervais Street Bridge, making it a fascinating sight for those interested in paranormal stories and local folklore. And according to local tales, the ghost isn't perceived as malevolent or threatening. Rather, she seems to be a local girl simply trying to find her way home. Mm. Interestingly, she is more likely to appear during inclement weather conditions, such as rain or fog, perhaps hinting at the circumstances of her untimely demise. Mm. Some stories suggest that she engages in conversation with her benefactors, vanishing from the passenger seat right before their eyes, leaving a lingering sense of bewilderment and curiosity.
Huh.
This eerie tale is rooted in the rich tapestry of ghost stories that are part of South Carolina's cultural heritage, and honestly, all of the Carolinas.
Yeah.
But the Gervais Street Bridge, a significant historical landmark connecting Columbia to the western shores of the Congaree River? Is that how you pronounce it? Okay, yep. Nice. Has been a part of the state's history since its opening in 1928. Its architecture and significance in Columbia's development add a layer of mystique to the haunting tale, and the legend of the ghostly hitchhiker is a common motif in ghost stories across the United States, often reflecting themes of unfulfilled destinations or tragic ends that leave spirits bound to specific locations. In the case of the Gervais Street Bridge, the young girl's story seems to follow this pattern, with her repeatedly attempting to return home but never able to reach it.
Okay.
And the reason why I say this is like the Carolina ghost story. I don't know why this is the one that they chose to have, but when I was a kid, my granny Jen would tell me about in Greensboro, which is about like an hour north of Charlotte, she would tell me that pretty much there was a girl who died on prom night who would at night stand underneath this bridge, and she would be covered in blood, and she would ask people to pick her up and take her home. And so because, you know, they're like seeing this young girl in a prom dress, they're like, oh my gosh, she got abandoned by her date or got hurt or whatever. And so they're always willing to take her home, and she'll talk to them the whole time throughout the car ride. And she gives them an address.
Oh.
And they show up at this address and they look in the back seat and she's not there anymore. And so they think that she got out of the car or whatever, like really quick. And they go and knock on the door to make sure she made it inside. And the homeowner is like, she always gives people this address. But she died in the 90s.
Oh.
The end of that is creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
If I was him, I would be annoyed. Like, why y'all? All these random people coming to my house.
Gas money, please. But yeah, we love a hitchhiking ghost. There's no basis that actually did happen, but it was a creepy story of my childhood, nonetheless. Now, the next one is Old State Road.
Never heard of it.
Well, you're about to. Well. You're about to.
Well, okay.
No. The haunting of Old State Road in Columbia is steeped in the area's Civil War history and local folklore. The road is known for its ghostly sightings, which are said to be related to the traumatic events that occurred during the war. So a little bit of background on their portion of the Civil War. Old State Road plays a significant role in South Carolina Civil War history. Mm. It's mentioned that during General Sherman's march through South Carolina, his troops engaged in battles and skirmishes along the road. And the violence and bloodshed of these encounters have left an undeniable mark on the area, contributing to its haunted reputation.
Okay.
So one of the things that people note experiencing is the Confederate soldier ghosts. One of the most prevalent stories associated with Old State Road is the presence of over 1,500 Confederate soldier ghosts.
Yeah!
Could you imagine?
Wow.
Right?
That's a lot of losers. Oh my gosh.
Wow. Oh God.
I mean...
Like, usually ghosts, like, going through the hall, I lost my arm. All they say is, I lost.
I lost. And they're forever losing.
Dang.
While Charlie Sheen is winning.
Winning. I don't know. I don't know what
no,
we even
sorry.
Do.
We're in a mood today.
We are. Forgive us.
No, it's mostly because we just watched a documentary on Charlie Sheen.
I was wondering, I was like, what?
Yeah, it's there's a series called The Dark Side of the 2000s or something mm-hmm. like that. And they mm-hmm. they did a whole episode on Charlie Sheen. So that's in my head right now. it's that man.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't drink their tiger blood. That's why they lost.
What?
I don't know. All right, let's go. Let's go.
We'll enlighten you later, Debria, okay. Because clearly you missed out on like 2012 through 2015. Mm-hmm. But maybe because you were inundated with 1,500 Confederate ghosts in your town.
That's so much. That's so many ghosts.
Like, I can't imagine, like, why are people not talking about that more often, you know, in yeah. town? Like, I can't imagine just driving down a road, minding my own business, and then a whole army of losers just blocking my way. Could you imagine? That's yeah, crazy. Crazy. Like, we thought the night marchers were scary. I don't know. Yeah. That could be worse.
That could be worse.
This could be worse. But nonetheless, these spirits are said to be remnants of the bloody battles that took place, with some accounts suggesting that you can hear the sounds of marching and the clashing of bayonets and the moans of the injured and dying along the road, particularly at night.
Well, that's creepy.
So probably, if I had to guess, why that might be happening is usually, at least during like wars of that era, when they had mass casualties, which I am certain they did, mm-hmm. in this area, they probably dug trenches, or they already had trenches. And so what they do, just like they do here in Savannah, or did here in Savannah, is they would bury soldiers just in a row in the trench and then fill it back in so that they could keep moving forward. Mm. Because... Yeah. If you got 1,500 people dead, you can't collect all of those people, carry them to the next location, and then give them a proper burial.
Yeah.
So usually you couldn't. You just kind of had to bury them where they fell. Yeah. It was very common. We see that a lot in Savannah. Mm-hmm. We are actually in a building right by where a lot of those trenches were at the Old Spring Hill Redoubt. It's literally like right up the hill.
Yeah, you know everywhere in Savannah is near dead bodies.
I'm talking about these particular dead bodies. Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you know that, though, DeBrio?
Did not know that at all.
You're going to drive by that hill. That's why there's always that soldier marching with the big flag and like a bunch of people falling behind them with wooden muskets and stuff.
What? What are we saying?
Okay, next time you drive by... Okay. That big hill, you know, where the railroad museum is when you're coming down Louisville Road.
Ooh, these are words. Sure.
Okay, well, there's a big grassy hill, and it's because they recreated the redoubt, and they do reenactments of it. And so there are people who dress up in the soldier uniforms, and they usually carry a big flag with them, and they lead a bunch of tourists around, and they make them carry wooden muskets around this field. It's literally an activity that you can do here in Savannah.
Sure can.
On top of the dead soldiers. You know. But anyways, so one of the particular stories, though, that is most notable about Old State Road is Ol' Red Eye.
Ol' Red Eye. Have you heard of him?
No.
I think it's really interesting that you moved away from Columbia, South Carolina to work for Red Eye Film Productions, which is us. Mm-hmm. And one of the most famous hauntings from where you were raised is Ol' Red Eye.
Ol' Red Eye. Because this is the sale.
Ol' Red Eye.
Maybe I'll know it once you tell it to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so this is another eerie tale from Old State Road. And it is the legend of Ol' Red Eye, a notably athletic ghost, is how it is often described. It's beefy, it's lifting. No, the reason for that is because it can keep pace with cars driving over 50 miles per hour.
Wow. Which is all of them in Columbia. I've driven through it before.
I guess because they never made it out alive to tell the tale.
Oh boy.
T. Anyways, this spectral presence is characterized by its glowing red eyes, which are visible to drivers and passengers brave enough to travel the road after dark.
Hmm.
The story of Ol' Red Eye adds a layer of mystery and terror, making the road a topic of interest for thrill seekers and paranormal enthusiasts. Maybe we'll make a trip up to see Ol' Red Eye.
Let's go see Ol' Red Eye.
The legend of Ol' Red Eye is part of a broader tradition of haunted places in South Carolina, which mostly comes from the Civil War and earlier periods. And these stories are often stories that, you know, feature the Confederate ghosts and Ol' Red Eye being one of them. Now, while tales of Ol' Red Eye might vary in detail, common elements include the sudden appearance of red eyes in the night, an unsettling feeling of being watched or followed, and the association with Old State Road, a place known for its ghostly sightings and eerie atmosphere. So
it's like an athletic crackhead.
It just got red eyes for that reason. That's a fast crackhead.
No, that's Ol' Red Eye.
You're killing me.
Oh, God.
Could you imagine, though? What I want to know, if you live in Columbia and you've experienced Ol' Red Eye, what I can't get a straight answer on, is there a full body or is it just eyes following you? Like, could you imagine?
I mean, if he's running, then they're saying legs.
50 miles.
But what I'm saying, do the eyes float at 50 miles per hour following you by your passenger? Like, like. God. You
just
know what I mean?
Staring at you going.
It's like, can I get a ride?
I think that's the thumbnail, what y'all just did.
Can I get a ride?
I think that's the thumbnail. Oh, Lord.
Oh, God. I mean, but it's for real, though. I really can't get a straight answer. All I get is red eyes, which is in the name. So I had the assumption that it had to have at least one of those, you know? But it's still weird that it can run 50 miles per hour.
If he's on crack, he might can do it.
He might can.
Yeah, he might can do it.
All but right. Yes, if you've experienced...
Let's wrap this episode up where I got to mark it explicit.
Oh, boy. Well, yes, again, if you have experienced Ol' Red Eye or something similar, let us know.
Yes.
Now, the next one is all about DeBria's alumni, the University of South Kakalaki.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When we found out it was haunted, I was like, really? Wow. I mean,
well, we're going to tell you.
You could say most universities, if not all, are haunted because there's so many people there, and you definitely have deaths in all universities. And so it just depends on, you know, how egregious the death and, you know.
SCAD's super haunted.
So. Scott is super haunted, but it's here, so of course it is, Madison.
Well, even the dorms that are brand spanking new are haunted.
Yeah, it's just seeping in through the floorboards. I'm telling you. That's what it do in Savannah. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It just goes right through the floorboards, any building you put here.
If y'all want to hear my ghost story about living in the dorms at SCAD, go back and listen to our haunted SCAD episode. Mm-hmm. Mine, I think, that was conjured by my roommate. So
People in Savannah will like either be talking to me or like recognize us from the podcast, and they'll say like, my building's not haunted. And I'll be like, yes, it is.
I'm like,
I bet you anything it is. I put money on that.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure you're just a ghost blocker.
A brick wall.
Because people who say that usually are brick walls. Anywho, so the University of South Carolina in Columbia has a reputation to have several haunted locations on its campus, each with its own story and historical background. So the first one is the Longstreet Theater.
Mm. Okay, I think I know where that is.
Weren't you a media student?
I went to class and home. It's a big campus. I can't see all of it.
Yeah.
That's fair. But, the Longstreet Theater.
I know, you only had 4 years.
I know, right? Well, it's fine. Nonetheless, still haunted. So the building originally was used as, it had a few different uses. So it was built in the early 19th century and was originally designed as a non-denominational church, but had some various purposes throughout its history. Most notably during the Civil War, it served as a hospital and a morgue for soldiers.
Sounds about right.
And then they turned it into a theater because every theater is haunted.
Every theater.
Says Chris. This period in its history is believed to be the source of many of the ghost stories associated with the building, and the theater's connection to such a tumultuous and tragic time has fueled speculation and reports of paranormal activity. Chilly spots and unexplained ease. Visitors and theatergoers have reported encountering sudden, unexplained cold spots within the theater. Also very common for any ghostly encounter.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about that, where basically you are the energy source and the heat that you're giving off is just feeding in on those ghosts. So they're just pulling your heat off, or the heat from the room. But as well as feelings of unease or discomfort, these sensations are often associated with ghostly presences and are a common theme in haunted locations as well. There have been claims of apparitions seen within the theater, including the sighting of a ghostly shadow figure. Additionally, unexplained noises such as footsteps, whispers, and other auditory phenomena have been reported, suggesting the presence of invisible entities. Mm-hmm. And then the elevators are haunted.
I knew it.
Mm-hmm. The elevators in the Longstreet Theater are infamous for their peculiar behavior. Reports suggest that the elevators operate on their own, moving between floors without being summoned and opening their doors unexpectedly. That's horrifying. This phenomena is often attributed to the spirits of those who died in the building when it was used as a hospital. The elevator in Kreitz Hall at SCAD used to do that too, all the time.
Really?
Yeah, it happened all the time, especially down in the basement. And if you ever go to SCAD or you go to tour the school or anything like that, go to Kreitz Hall and ask if you can see the basement. They kind of hide the musical things down there. But it is so creepy. That was always, you'd be down there by yourself and you would just hear the elevator ding and nobody come out, but the doors were wide open.
Ooh.
They also had some weird artwork in the elevator, where if you looked up at the ceiling, it was people's butts. Like, they were sitting on top of the elevator car. Like, it was literally like butts in jeans. I'm not kidding. And so I'm like, maybe the ghost was kind of creepy and was like, I want to ride in the butts. I want to touch the butt, you know,
yeah.
As Nemo says, you know, but it's just thoughts. I have no idea how to pronounce this. The Dessauer College Building. Dessauer.
Dinosaur.
It's D-E-S-A.
You don't know. You went there.
I didn't go in all the buildings. things. I was mainly in Booker T. Washington building.
Okay.
I know I had a class in that theater, like in the basement. Mm.
Did the elevators open on their own?
I don't remember, but I know the basement, if it's haunted, is definitely the most haunted basement area.
Okay.
Because it's creepy, it's old, and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm.
DeSaucer.
DeSaucer. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. The DeSaucer College Building, which is located on the University of South Carolina campus, even though Debria didn't see it, is enveloped in ghostly lore that adds a mysterious dimension to its historical significance. It was built in 1809. The DeSaucer College, or DeSaucer, is one of the oldest buildings on campus and named after Henry William DeSaucer, a director of the U.S. Mint and a university trustee. Its long history is ripe with stories that contribute to its reputation as a haunted location. One of the most prominent ghost stories associated with DeSaucer College involves a female apparition with long, dark hair.
Mm. Ooh.
That's so creepy. I swear some of these ghosts, they're like, pick a form. What form would you like to have? Like when you like play a video game and they're like, what form do you want to have? And they're like, I want long, dark hair girl.
Yes.
I want the Grudge.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, actually, that's the Ring.
Yeah.
I thought, but like both of them, they got
a because the Grudge guy is a little boy. And it is? Has, yeah.
I thought it was a girl.
No, Samara has that. No,
that's Samara.
So Samara, but doesn't do that. Samara just comes out as like super creepy. But the Grudge does the
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
Did you? And just to ruin some people's childhoods, did y'all know that the girl who plays Samara in The Ring, she was also the voice of Lilo in Lilo and Stitch?
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yep.
No way.
Yep.
No way. That's crazy.
Yeah. So all right. That can ruin your childhood
a nice little fun fact.
Yeah.
Now that's crazy.
It's going to make it way creepier when you watch Lilo and Stitch now, right?
Yeah.
Because you're just going to picture Samara.
Yeah, Lilo coming through the TV.
But anyways.
Oh my lord. That's crazy.
But yeah, so their entity is a female apparition with long dark hair. The spectral figure is said to be the daughter of Dr. Black, a figure whose historical accuracy may be more folklore than fact. According to the story, Dr. Black was allegedly murdered by a group of soldiers. And in an act of revenge, his daughter poisoned the soldiers responsible for her father's death. However, the story takes a tragic turn as she accidentally consumed some of the poisoned wine herself, leading to her untimely death.
Wow.
Big yikes.
This ghostly daughter is said to haunt DeSaucer College. Her spirit internally entwined with those of the soldiers she poisoned. Witnesses have reported seeing her apparition within the building, adding a chilling narrative to the building's history.
Hmm.
And so the other phenomena that people experience are, again, sudden cold spots, unexplained noises, and feelings of being watched. Now, the last one is the library, the South Caroliniana. Caroliniana, is that really what its name is?
I just call it the library.
Wait, what'd you call it?
Full name.
What'd you call it?
I just call it the library.
The library.
The library. The South Caroliniana Library. The ghost of James Ryan McKissick, a former university president, is said to haunt this library.
Okay.
And reports suggest that he wanders the library at night.
Oh, wow.
Maybe he came to check on you while you were studying in the library.
Well, I had a class in the library.
Oh, you did?
Mm.
Oh, man. You see any ghosts?
No. I wasn't looking for them.
She's okay. Like, I was just trying to pass this exam.
Right? And I dropped it because it was too hard.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Well, that's okay. You graduated.
Barely. Let me stop. I did good.
So one of the most frequently reported ghosts of the South Caroliniana Library is that of James Ryan McKissick, who was the university president from 1936 until his death in 1944. McKissick is believed to roam the stacks and the halls of the library, perhaps overseeing the collection and ensuring the integrity of his institution he once led.
Okay.
It is said that when the lights in the library flicker or turn on by themselves, it is McKissick making his presence known. He's like, wake up, gotta study. Gotta make them A's. C's do not get degrees. Debria.
Debria. But he can't say that because it can't be too loud because it's library. So then he just does lights.
Yeah, exactly.
Debria. Wake up. Lord.
That's
your cat every morning in your ear.
No, he's just jumping all over the place. Yeah. And eating. And then jumping. Then eating. Y'all want him.
She has an orange cat. It has two brain cells to rub together, maybe half a brain cell to rub together, but
please take them, anybody.
Anyways, so basically though, he does make himself known in this way, and his dedication to the university during his life seemingly continues into the afterlife, with students and staff reporting unexpected cold spots again, moving shadows, and the feeling of being watched, particularly in areas of the library that were known as McKissick's favorites.
Mm.
And apart from the McKissick ghosts, there are reports of general paranormal activity within the library, including, you guessed it, sudden cold spots.
Oh boy.
Unexplained noises like footsteps, rustling pages, and even faint whispers like Debria have been reported despite there being no visible source of these noises. And then, of course, books and objects moving on their own. On occasion, books are said to shift on their own, and library tools and personal items of the staff and students are moved from their original places without explanation.
Okay.
So.
That's dope.
Yeah. That's your hometown.
You know, it's crazy. When you were explaining everything, I was trying to remember it, but it's like my brain keeps seeing Savannah stuff.
She's been gone too long.
And I'm like, oh, is this? No, that's Savannah. Am I old?
You have been gone too long. Well, you are old, but like.
Oh! Why would you do that? I'm just kidding.
All the comments are going to roast JT for that one.
I'm not ready.
I'm just kidding. We're the same age. Anyway.
Anyways.
Yeah.
That's your hometown with all your ghosts.
Yeah.
A lot more than you thought, right?
Mm-hmm. 1,500 and something. Jeez. Like four.
That's probably the one that jars me the most.
I was saying, that's a lot of ghosts.
Out of everything that you can encounter.
The Conjuring House had more. Remember the ghost, one of y'all said 26,000?
Oh, God.
Remember? Oh,
she just got finished like four, like 8 months of editing the Conjuring House episode. It's insane.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, probably. No, but I mean, like, in general, like, if you're seeing an army of ghosts, like, standing in the road, I feel like that would probably be the most jarring out of all of those encounters.
Yeah.
Besides seeing a dead university president, but nonetheless. But thanks, Debria, for coming on.
Woo, woo.
Woo, woo. Let us know if you want Debria to come on and be a guest more often.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo. But...
Just the woo girl over here.
Woo! But thank y'all so much for listening to today's episode. If you have a hometown that has lots of ghosts and you want to let us know about it, send it over to ghostmail@hauntedcitypodcast.com because we want to hear about y'all's ghost stories in your hometowns. Or if you want us to do the research, just let us know that you have a dummy haunted hometown.
Yeah.
But dummy haunted.
Dummy.
That's what we want. We want dummy haunted towns.
I thought you were going to say, let us know if you have a dummy roaming your hometown. I was like, whoa.
Well, everybody has those.
Oh.
But,
oh, yeah.
But specifically, I mean, it could be a dummy ghost, but, you know.
Like old Red Eye.
Old Red Eye.
Old Red Eye.
Sprinting his way down the road. Woo. But thank you guys again. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day whenever you're listening to this. And my name is Madison Timmons.
And I'm Debria Robinson.
And stay spooky, y'all.